This is the Best Insurance Law Podcast, brought to you by Best Recommended Insurance Attorneys.
Welcome to Best Insurance Law Podcast, the broadcast about timely and important legal issues affecting the insurance industry. I'm John Zuba, Managing Editor of Best Insurance Professional Resources. We're very pleased to have with us today expert service provider Dan Thompson, President and CEO of DG Rehabilitation Technologies, with offices in Ontario, Canada, and Arizona. Dan has worked within the litigation arena for over 25 years. Dan is a registered rehabilitation professional, registered vocational professional, and a certified life care planner. His company services include providing expert opinion to insurance carriers, attorneys, and medical professionals by assessing the needs and vocational capabilities for people with disabilities. And Dan, always a pleasure to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, John. I'm pretty excited about this topic. I think AI is going to really take over all industries. But thanks for having me.
Terrific, always having you. As Dan mentioned, today's discussion is how AI is impacting the insurance industry and claims in particular. So Dan, for our first question today, how is AI impacting claims today?
Sure. I think before I actually answer that question, I think what is fundamentally important is to discuss exactly what AI is. I think most people have a general understanding, but I don't think they quite understand it. And they're probably impacted by AI on a regular basis and don't even realize it. So, for example, AI, or artificial intelligence, it refers to the simulation of human intelligent processes by machines, especially computers. Now, these processes include the acquisition of information and the rules on how that information to reach approximate or definite conclusions, and more importantly, the self-correction of that information. Now, the goal of AI is to create systems that can perform tasks that typically require human intelligence, ultimately improving efficiency, productivity, and decision-making across diverse domains. Now, AI encompasses what we call machine learning. Now, that's a subset of AI that focuses on enabling computers to learn from data and improve over time without being explicitly programmed. Now, ML, which of course is the machine learning I just mentioned, those algorithms can recognize patterns in data and make predictions or decisions based on those patterns. Now, deep learning, which is also a subfield of that ML, it uses neural networks with many layers, hence the deep, and to learn complex patterns from large amounts of data. Now, deep learning has been particularly successful in tasks such as image and speech recognition. And of course, I use speech recognition to produce all of my reports. Otherwise, I wouldn't have the productivity that I have today. Now, that natural language processing that we talked about, it's also a branch of AI, and that enables computers to understand, interpret, and generate that human language. Now, the natural language processing algorithms, they power the virtual assistants, chatbots, and language transitional services, and they also do sentiment analysis tools. Now, computer vision, which is another branch of AI, that enables computers to interpret and understand visual information from the real world. Police officers use this on a regular basis when they're looking for character recognition from cameras to identify potential perpetrators. Robotics has also created intelligent machines capable of performing tasks autonomous or with minimal human intervention. Robotic systems often incorporate various AI technologies or techniques to perceive their environment, to plan actions, and to interact with objects. And finally, the expert systems, it should be noted that AI basically is designed to mimic the decision-making ability of human experts in specific domains. So eventually, who knows, it may even replace me. Now that we've established exactly what AI is, I can now better answer your first question, John, which is, how is AI impacting claims today? Well, AI plays a significant role in aspects of insurance claim processing, offering specific benefits to both the insurance company and to their customers. First of all, there's fraud detection. AI algorithms can analyze large volumes of data to detect patterns indicative of fraudulent behavior. By flagging these suspicious claims early on in the process, AI helps insurance providers prevent losses, and to maintain the integrity of their operations. Claims processing automation. Now that basically allows them to create the workflow processing claims, the initial claim submission to the final settlement. That same natural language processing algorithms that we talked about before, it can extract the relevant information from claim documents, reduce the need for manual data entry, and accelerate the decision-making process. They can also help in risk management. AI models can assess the risk associated with individual claims by analyzing their history, the policy details, and external factors such as weather patterns or economic indicators. This helps the insurers prioritize claims and allocate resources more efficiently. Customer service. AI-driven chatbots and virtual assistants that we talked about before can handle customer inquiries related to claim statuses, the policy coverages, and other common issues. By providing 24/7 support and personalized assistance, AI enhances the overall customer experience and it reduces the burden on human representatives. The predictive analysis. You know, basically AI algorithms can analyze historical claims data to identify trends that predict future claim outcomes. We talked earlier before we got on air about weather patterns and how things are going to get worse and, you know, how they initially predicted there was going to be a lot of snow and it ended up the winter season being above zero, so we mostly had rain. Now, this enables insurers to proactively mitigate risk, to adjust pricing strategies, and to optimize resources and where they're going to be allocated. And then, of course, in the settlement optimization, AI can optimize the claim settlement process by determining the appropriate amount to pay based on policy coverages, the damages assessed, and other relevant factors. By streamlining this process, insurers can reduce administrative costs and improve customer satisfaction. The bottom line is AI empowers insurance companies to streamline claim processing, enhance risk management practices, and deliver better experiences for their policyholders.
Now, Dan, you had also mentioned before our time you're going to be attending a defense attorneys conference in the near future. I very recently was at the PLRB conference up in Boston, and they had two different companies that were pitching their AI technology and services. One dealt exclusively with workers' comp and said they really stay out of the life health arena altogether. The other company tended to have a broader reach and covered both sectors. What have you seen AI in more? Was it PC or life sectors? And which sector do you see AI potentially most impacting?
Sure. I see it being adopted by businesses across various industries. That would be technology, finance, healthcare, retail, e-commerce, manufacturing, transportation, logistics, media and entertainment, as well as energy and utilities. But overall, I think AI is increasingly pervasive across all those sectors as organizations recognize its potential to drive innovation, improve efficiency, and to gain, I think, a competitive advantage in today's digital economy. Now, we talked about where it might have the biggest impact, and I think the biggest impact, even though it's in customer service, you know, data analysis and insight, marketing and advertising, but I think it'll have the biggest impact in healthcare. You know, in essence, the adoption of AI, you know, is going to improve the greatest impact on health sciences, because I think it's only going to continue. You know, you look at the Apple Watch, look at, you know, the fact that you can do your own heart monitoring right from your own house, and then have all that data transmitted to your doctor. I think there's clear competitive advantages in using AI in now and in the future as well. So,
you already spoke about a lot of advantages. Are there any other benefits AI could potentially bring to the claims management process?
I think most of what we talked about is it, but, you know, I think there's also, you know, potential downside or detriments, I should say, as well. You know, the benefits, I think we've sort of talked about, but if you look at the potential pitfalls, there may be biases or fairness. You know, AI and systems can inherit biases based on the data used to train them. You know, they're only as good as the programming that goes into them. And, you know, again, how many people have been arrested just because of their the color of their skin, because the system is looking for someone who, you know, might be white or someone who might be black. And I think it's important to still have human oversight to look at that. The lack of transparency, you know, deep learning models in particular can be highly complex and difficult to interpret. It makes it challenging to understand how they arrive at specific decisions or predictions. And the lack of that transparency can erode trust in AI systems, specifically in critical applications where transparency, you know, is essential. Hence, just look at the Minority Report movie, you know, with Tom Cruise. Now, data privacy and security. AI systems often rely on vast amounts of data, raising concerns about privacy and security. The mishandling or the unauthorized access to sensitive data can lead to privacy breaches, identifying them and other security risks. Just turn on your local newscast, and that seems to be happening on a daily basis. The over-reliance on AI, without proper human oversight, I think it can lead to the complacency and errors. It's essential to recognize the limitations of AI and ensure that humans remain in control, especially in high-stakes situations where improper arrests could be made. You know, we've already discussed in previous podcasts, AI will cause job displacement, which in turn will cause some jobs to become obsolete as AI technologies advance, requiring workforce retraining and adaptation. Let's look at the ethical dilemmas. AI introduces new ethical dilemmas and challenges, such as autonomous weapons, privacy infringement, and the impact on social interactions. Addressing these ethical concerns requires careful consideration of the societal implications of AI technologies. Now, its reliability and robustness, you know, they can be vulnerable to adversarial attacks where malicious inputs are deliberately crafted to deceive the system. Again, just watch 60 Minutes, and they've had several featured episodes on alleged Chinese and Russian attacks on both not only U.S. citizens, but also on our electoral systems. Regulatory and legal issues. The rapid advancement of AI has outpaced the development and the regulations and legal framework to govern its use. Clear guidelines and standards are needed to address the potential liability, the accountability, and other legal issues associated with AI technologies. Now, to address these pitfalls, I think it requires a multidisciplinary approach involving collaboration amongst technologists, policymakers, ethicists, and other stakeholders to ensure that AI is developed and deployed both responsibly and ethically.
Dan, you made a comment earlier as we head to our final question here. What really resonated is when you said AI could potentially replace me. Now, I have spoken to a couple of adjusters recently, and they felt that regardless of how widespread AI is, it's never going to replace the human element. So I guess for my final question is, what do you see for the future, Dan?
Sure, John. I mean, I think the future of AI holds immense potential for future advancements and transformative, you know, impact across various employment fields. Some key trends and possibilities for future AI may include the same advancements in that deep learning that we talked about before. And in that area, basically what you can do using AI, I can put in one of my reports and I can say, clean this report up. Or better still, I can use AI to say, create a peer-reviewed paper on AI, or create a peer-reviewed paper on attendant care needs. And so I think you still need that human intervention that we talked about before. But I think your adjusters may be incorrect on that because, you know, you may only need one claim supervisor or one, you know, adjustment supervisor as opposed to having, you know, 10 adjust and then having that one supervisor. The AI technology eventually may replace those people and come up with a quicker and perhaps more accurate solution. I don't think it's there now, but I think it may actually, you know, get there in the future. And then if we look at the human AI collaboration, AI will eventually augment human capabilities in various domains and will empower individuals and organizations to achieve higher levels of productivity, creativity, and problem solving. Again, in previous issues, we've discussed how putting a computer chip into a neurologically impaired individual's brain can overcome those limitations. And then further still, to demonstrate the power of AI, John, most of the answers to your questions were produced by Generative Pre-trained Transformer, that is GPT, and they've advanced to level 3 now, and that's a type of artificial intelligence language model developed by OpenAI. What OpenAI means is that anybody can add to the technology. So instead of being proprietary, you know, you're going to get new and innovative ideas on how to develop this technology for the future. So I think AI is quite amazing, and I can't wait for the future to happen today. So,
Dan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, John.
You were just listening to Dan Thompson, President and CEO of DG Rehabilitation Technologies, with offices in Ontario, Canada, and Arizona. And special thanks to today's producer, Frank Bowinkle. And thank you all for joining us for Best Insurance Law Podcast. To subscribe to this audio program, go to our webpage, www.ambest.com/professional resources. If you have any suggestions for a future topic regarding an insurance law case or issue, please email us at lawpodcast@ambest.com. I'm John Zuba. And now this message.
Best Insurance Professional Resources features valuable insurance industry content, including searchable profiles of client-recommended insurance attorneys, adjusters, and expert service providers. Brought to you by AM Best, known worldwide as a respected source of insurance industry news and information. Visit ambest.com/claimsresource.